WPP, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
4 days remaining to get your sea bass on. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 19th and 20th. First off, hey, happy Father's Day to all. Yes, you have 4 days remaining. Counting today to butter them biscuits, boys and girls. And let me tell you something. There are some big-ass biscuits out there. Again, you have to travel a little farther for them. But the sea bass fishing, drop and reel, lock and load, epic, inferno, on fire, however you want to describe it, has been nothing short of phenomenal this early portion of the season, this first segment, I should say. It's been nuts. Hey, rebuilt at what, 238% the stocks? No wonder. Eating paint off the bottom of the boats. Have a few more days to get to it. Season's when it reopens July 1st, going to drop to two fish at the same 12.5-inch minimum possession limit. Striped bass bonus tag applications are still being accepted. Division of Fish and Wildlife. .com. Go to the saltwater link, click on it, follow the steps, and you can apply $2, and you have the option to get that fish 24 to under 28 inches, and you don't have to get the 28 to under 38-inch fish first. You can get the smaller one, and that's a great option to go with. Now, on a freshwater front, the Division of Fish and Wildlife's Great Fishing Close to Home app is invaluable. Almost 300 waters, or 290, 295 waters, covered. High Point to Cape May Point, everything in between. Public access waters, who owns it, size of the water, acreage-wise, fish in there. You want a freshwater fish in New Jersey, we have some fantastic freshwater opportunities here. Please, go load up the app. It is free. Now, listen, we're going to go a little heavy on the reports this week because it is Father's Day weekend, the kickoff of the summer season. So hold on to that, man. We have a lot of great information coming on, and the Division of Fish and Wildlife just released its Deer Harvest Zone and Season 2021. Let's look at this. A total, legal total, registered total, 54,980 whitetails. Man, that's a lot of deer for a small state. And I'll tell you, some areas can still use some more hunting pressure. Before we leave, we have a shout out to Paul Lindsay there in Beach Haven West. Paul Lindsay, nephew of Norm at Tips Hardware and West Creek. Paul, thanks for listening. Greatly appreciate it. Listen, this is one ace angler, man, and he is out there constantly, a young gun catching a fish and doing it right. Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Coming up, whoa, Jim Hutchinson, Jr., managing editor of the Fisherman Magazine, New Jersey and Delaware Bay edition. Two recent editorials, straight between the eyes, as is, I mean, Hutch, and he hits him hard. It's custom. Hutch does it. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Happy Father's Day.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
We are the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, CFBNJ for short. And as the state's largest anti-hunger, anti-poverty nonprofit, we are there. We are there for more than 1,000 food pantry and feeding program partners. We are there for our neighbors in need, nearly a million of them who are struggling with hunger this summer. Working together with volunteers, partners, and donors like you, we fill the emptiness caused by hunger with food, health, and hope. We are CFBNJ, and we are there. Donate today at CFBNJ.org.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy Father's Day weekend. I'm going to keep repeating that and repeating that. Weekend of June 19th and 20th. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM and WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live in that slot, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching terrestrial radio watts of the Rack and Fin Message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get the podcast or go to my blog on 97.3 ESPN FM. They are embedded or supposed to be, and they have been, so fingers crossed on that one, at the bottom of the blog. And the Father's Day weekend really kicks it off, and we're going to get into a lot of fishing reports. I want people to realize what is happening out there, the fishing, the crab, fishing fresh and saltwater has just been spectacular. We had a couple of little spots of bad weather, and the crabbing has been nothing short of phenomenal. But let's get to the politics of the season. Yep, it is after the, the Republican primary. We have it lined up, Jack Cittarelli And we shall see what is happening. But I have to go to the Fisherman Magazine. It, of course, Jim Hutchinson Jr., the managing editor, New Jersey and Delaware Bay edition of the Fisherman. Hutch hits it hard. He, again, this is very pun intended. He pulls no punches. Two outstanding recent editorials. Editor's log, where's Phil? Okay, that's regarding Greenwood Lake. And he made a very, got it in there, a very good point about the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council and appointees and his current one. Few bad apples. And Hutch really sheds the light on what is happening. And again, everyone, we're all caught up in life, what's going on, getting out on the water. Hey, we'll worry about that later. La, 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 la. Well, just the closing of those areas, well, Monatico really sticks in my craw. And four of the five areas, wildlife managers, are recently shut down by the Division of Fish and Wildlife, DEP, vis-a-vis the governor's office, what have you. We know that. Are in southern New Jersey, the southern tier counties. Monatico really sticks in my craw. What a great bass fishing place. You have the creek there. You have the impoundments and shut off, locked out. We're going to get in that with Hutch as well. But right now to the where's Phil. Two items in particular. Greenwood Lake, one of the finest bass, although I tell you, the walleyes are really, really taking over there and the muskies. Best bass fishing lakes in the entire state of New Jersey, on the border with New York. And also on the Marine Fisheries Council regarding appointees. What is happening? Jim, thanks for joining us. I have a lot to jam with you on this this one segment we have. So let's rock it, Hutch. To your where's Phil. You hit him right between the eyes. Greenwood Lake, shout out to Lou Martinez there, hardcore bass fishing up there in North Jersey, who shed the light on the subject. And, Jim, you picked it right up. What's the situation with that?
So Lou is one of one of our top authors at yep. Fisherman Magazine, and he does some great, along with you.
Lou is one of the best, man. Hutch, I remember when he got into fishing. He was mostly young with the UBNJ and stuff. Hey, Tom P., you really got something here.
You know, he's covered a lot of our freshwater bucket list items in the New yep. Jersey freshwater fisheries. Because, I mean, I think that sometimes living at the coast, we just think of all just largemouth bass, right? Mm-hmm. But Lewis covered, you know, the muskie fishery. We've got an incredible muskie fishery. You know, we've got walleye, smallmouth. And I think a lot of folks sometimes forget just how great the fishery is when you go a little northwest and a little inland.
And Hutch, Lou's on the muskies, the tigers, the pure strains, and the lake trout. This guy's an ace all over the board.
Yeah, I have to get up there. Muskie is one of my immediate bucket list items. I've gone a couple of times. I need to get a New Jersey muskie. But, yeah, it was Lou who told me about this situation at Greenwood Lake, and I think it's something that, you know, most people could relate to. Is you have this beautiful piece of water up there. It's on the border of New York and New Jersey, and it's pretty much the responsibilities of managing that are up to the Greenwood Lake Commission, which is staffed by appointees from New York and appointees from New Jersey. So recently, what the editorial talks about is the loose situation where all these guys, one of the marinas up there that has always allowed folks access to get their boats on the water, was just sold, and the new owner said, look, you can't use our ramp anymore. You either get a slip or you can't get a ramp. Well, anybody that knows about getting a slip in the state of New Jersey at this point, you know, it's impossible. So these guys have really just lost access to Greenwood Lake. They've lost the ramp opportunities. So the problem here is that going back to this Greenwood Lake Commission, there's supposed to be a governor's appointee for each state, and Andrew Cuomo from New York has his own guy. But Phil's seat is empty. It's vacant. Nobody's doing anything. In the state of New Jersey, the DEP, and I don't put the blame on the DEP, the division. Right. They're trying to manage their way through really bad management. But there's no representative from the governor's office. So how are we going to get anything done if Phil doesn't care about, Governor Murphy doesn't care about putting the appointee in to stand up for the Greenwood Lake Commission and the resource users in Greenwood right. Lake? So that's what it comes down to. But yeah, what was related to, you know, relatable for Lou and I, because we talked about I don't fish Greenwood Lake. I've been up there, but what we related to is the fact that here we don't have an appointee for the governor's office. So how are we expected to get anything done? I told Lou, I said, it's the same thing in the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council.
Bingo.
There are two empty seats at the Marine Fisheries Council. And what that does is it restricts, well, first of all, the one seat is an at-large, meaning it's not a commercial, it's not a recreational, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. But one of the seats that's not filled at the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council is a recreational. So we're losing those votes. And we don't get a quorum all the time. If one or two people on the council can't make a meeting now, you can't have a viable meeting because you can't get a quorum. And this is the thing that relates back to the summer flounder fiasco earlier this year, where North and South were at each other's throats you don't have a full council.
Right.
So obviously, to me, that where Phil really gets down to is are recreational fishermen in the state of New Jersey a priority or not? And I think the answer is clear.
And Hutch, his animus towards hunting in particular, but hunting, fishing, anything outdoors except for maybe soccer fields, county parks and things like that. He has no respect, no consideration at all when it comes to this very important constituency. And we put a lot of money in the economy, Hutch. You know that.
We've got an excise tax that's on every piece of fishing equipment we buy. Mm-hmm. Now, the manufacturers will tell you they pay that. Okay, I get it. But what happens is they pass along that expense to us. So we're paying an extra tax on every fishing reel, rod, piece of tackle that we buy. And it goes to the federal government and then comes back in various funds. So, we're getting shorted, And that which goes back to another editorial I just wrote for this week called Bad Apples.
Listen, check this, this editorial, man. I was getting pissed.
Well, I am too, because what you mentioned about the impoundment down in South Jersey, that's where the largemouth bass records.
Right, back in 1980,
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I can never say it.
Monadnock.
Monadnock, okay, thank you very much. But that's the largemouth bass record in the state of New Jersey comes from that impoundment. And that's a wildlife management area, WMA. It's paid for by the excise taxes and by hunters and anglers fees. It's paid for by the fishing license funds and all this. So they're closing a series of WMAs. And why are they closing them? Well, because there's people using them illegally. And we can't control that, so we're going to shut it down for everybody. But we're paying for it. The sportsmen of New Jersey are paying for its management. We pay for the management, and you're going to close it down? It was paid for through these excise tax fees. Mm-hmm. How could you close it down where we paid for it? So what Bad Apples related to is, like, I get it. You're closing down these WMAs because of a few bad apples. So here's what I propose. How about every time a Trenton legislator gets his hand caught in the cookie jar, what we do is we close down Trenton. We throw out every politician in New Jersey, every assemblyman and every state senator is gone, and we pack them with new ones. Because if you're going to have a few bad apples that can ruin the bunch, let's make sure that we do that in Trenton, too, because that happens all the time.
Listeners,
how do you like them apples, Phil?
Vintage Jim Hutchinson, Jr., Managing Editor, Fisherman Magazine, New Jersey, Mid-Atlantic Edition. Well, Jim, again, back to the WMA thing. I spoke with someone in the upper hierarchy of Division of Fish and Wildlife. Don't want to mention names right now. Cannot. But it says, well, the pain has to be shared. But don't forget, Tom P., it's only until September. So I know you like to hunt, so the hunters really aren't affected. I said, that's not the point. We're paying for it, and we're getting, like, you're surgically, dividing this. And Jim, it almost it goes back to, which the antis are very successful at, vis-a-vis A1365. By the way, listeners, which did get out of committee. I know a lot of you call me. You made the calls. The fix was in with that. We'll have more with Ed Markowski from the NGOA on that next week. But the divide and conquer. You know what I mean? So it seems like an insidious thing that's being effective.
Well, I've been involved in this, the Fisherman Magazine, going back to 2002. And I remember the old days, when I first started, I was on a tear with editorials because of the McGreevy-Campbell administration. It was left and right.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the names Panter and
Carter.
I'm going back in time. But that's what it feels like now. At that time, as a member of the outdoor press, I've enjoyed really good access over the years to being able to talk to different people in the state, because we've got some great staffers in the, not just the Division of Fish and Wildlife, which is fantastic, both on the fresh and saltwater side and hunting. But inside the DEP, we've got some good friends.
Absolutely.
But then it gets up to a point where what Mr. Murphy's doing is the same thing as what Mr. McGreevy did. And that was shut down the ability for us in the outdoor press to communicate with anybody. We have to go through the press office, and it's very difficult because I can't get answers. So So in a situation like this, I have to rely on guys like Lou Martinez, for example, yep. who's getting some answers because they won't talk to me.
Hutch,
and, you know, that's a real problem.
You're exactly right. Now, they have some great people in the press office, but as I was told by someone in the press office, again, no names, Tom, we're swamped. Tom P., we really can't comment on that. Tom P., maybe later. Tom P., not right now. So, Jim, from my end, from the writing end, you know, and then from the radio, the broadcast end, it gets crazy because people say, hey, Tom, they want some answers. They look at you, they look at me, they look at anyone who puts something on paper or on the airwaves for answers. Like, what did you hear? You have inside access. You don't, now, listeners, you don't always have inside access, especially now.
Yeah, okay, so, Tom, you bring up a good point. You've been doing this in the state of New Jersey as an outdoor media member longer than I have. You know, I was traditional media before 2001. As a newspaper guy in parts of the Jersey Shore. Now, you and I can't get answers because as soon as they hear it's Tom P. or it's Jim Hutchinson from the Fisherman Magazine, oh, we can't answer on the record. But I'll tell you who can answer you, and that is a direct answer from the constituents. So I think we're kind of at the point where it's time for the user groups to get the phone numbers that they need and start ringing phones.
Because mm-hmm.
while they won't answer us on their behalf, you know, maybe it's time that the constituents, the taxpayers, those of us who pay the excise tax for hunting and fishing equipment and boat fuels,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's time for them to start ringing some phones. Maybe you and I should start figuring out whose phone numbers to share.
And Hutch,
because it's really getting out of control.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I'm the first one, fess up, I've been guilty of this. I'll get to it or whatever. But Jim, it's getting to the point now where I'm the phone's always putting calls in, legislators, Senate, Assembly, whatever. And here and. Listen, you got to get involved. Jimmy Donofrio, great line he told me years ago. He said, Tommy P., democracy is not a spectator sport. Get involved. And, Jim, I don't know if you remember he passed away a few years ago. I guess one of the icons of talk radio before Rush, Bob Grant, your influence counts. Use it. So you have to get involved. The sitting on your hands, I'm guilty of this. Let someone else do it. I'm a little busy right now. I can't make that call. I can't drop that email. And it's coming back, Jim, to bite us in the ass, but it's time for, you know, time to get up and bite back.
I'll give you an example. You're absolutely correct. I don't know if anybody's followed this, but over the last bunch of years up in Monmouth County, the town of Deal, after Sandy, they got a lot of money to do the beach replenishment, particularly along the Deal coast. Well, with a lot of beach, a lot of people were going to the beach, surfcasters, surfers,
right.
You know, just summer visitors, but the town of Deal's, These homeowners said, I'm tired of seeing cars parked outside of my house on the street. Well, oh, my God, you know, where else are you going to park a car?
You're right.
So they have made every effort they can to shut down parking and deny access to the beach. And one guy in particular, his name is Andrew Charbury. He's an attorney, but he has almost single-handedly, from the legal perspective, but with the support of the community, and that's surfers and fishermen and beachgoers and public access people. He has led a charge to make sure the Deal does nothing to stop people from going to the beach because they want that beach all to their own.
Exactly.
And they have been so loud and so effective, and Andrew has been such a leading voice, that the DEP is consistently staying on top of that to make sure the Deal does not deny public access. That's how it kind of starts. It's really a kind of important movement, you know. And you mentioned Jimmy Donofrio. That's why I tell people, I was like, you know, you might not agree with everything that the RFA does.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Jim Donofrio and I get in huge arguments. But sometimes we need a lobbyist in our pocket. That's the way it is. It's sadly the way of the world. And that's why I'm a member of the RFA, because I can call Jimmy and say, I'm really angry. I'm a member. Look, can you mean to read my number again? He goes, no, I know. So this is my problem. So that's something we all would probably have to get more involved in. But it's really a tough time. And boy, I, for one, can't wait for the gubernatorial election.
Jim, that's going to be a balls to the wall ball hanger, man. It's going to be tough because I speak to Democrats on occasion who are not happy with what Murphy's doing. And again, these are firearms owners. Some are hunters. Some are fishermen. And like, what's this guy doing? I don't know. You voted for him. Yeah, well, you know, the alternative was horrible. Okay, whatever, I get that. You voted for him for the reason. But, Jim, this is coming down to it. This is going to remind me of the Corzine-Christie battle. You know, Corzine was supposed to be a shoo-in, and, you know, there's a million more registered Dems in New Jersey than Republicans, and no way is Christie going to pull it off, and he did, because people finally looked at the issues.
Right. I agree with you. And the funny thing is that the Coors Line and Mr. Murphy have one thing in common. That's a Goldman Sachs background.
So yeah, and Manchin.
I really think it's I really, you know, look, I don't want to get into a partisan debate because I know I'm going to tick off some people who think that Governor Murphy hangs the moon every night. But, you know, sometimes you just have to open your eyes and say, we can do better. And someplace in the middle, we have to come together as, you know, across the board to make things better. But this is wrong. You know, I think most people should be able to admit and accept that, you know, not having the right representatives appointed by the governor to speak on our behalf, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And closing down the WMAs that we are financing because you can't control the number of ATVs and drunken fools that are getting in there when they shouldn't, that's not an answer.
Exactly right. Again, Jim, before I let you go, up against a hard break here, on the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council, I know Rush and Diggle, all those guys, how does this augur for the future with those vacant seats? Is anything going to get done prior to the election, after the election? What do you hear?
I would hope it gets done soon. The people that I understand that are in the pipeline, so to speak, because, you know, I mean, it goes through a vetting process. You got to call and everything. From what I understand, there's two qualified representatives who are just waiting to hear from the powers that be that they got appointed. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just not a priority for some reason. You know, if you're a recreational fisherman, if you're a saltwater angler or a commercial fisherman in New Jersey, this is a priority. But
Hutch, here's my take on it. That part of the public doesn't vote for me, so screw them. That's politics. That's pretty much how it is. Well, Hutch, before I let you go, by the way, have you had a chance to get in on some of this fishing, Jim? It's been phenomenal.
So this week has been a blur. We're doing that northeast striped bass study again. We had too many PSAT devices, satellite tags, placed in striped bass on May 24th. You're hearing it here first. About a week and a half ago, we found out one of the tags came undone early.
Oh.
It happens. But luckily, we got the tag back. We were able to track it through Staten Island, and somebody in Staten Island found it and returned it. So we quickly sent another tag out from Gray Fish Tag Research in Florida. Had it here Monday morning. Chuck Manny and I were looking for stripers all day Tuesday. Didn't find a qualified candidate except for a 38-inch one-eyed fish, which just wasn't right. Anyway, long story short, Thursday at 12:30 p.m., we stuck a PSAT tag in a 44-inch striped bass.
Nice.
Up off of Sandy Hook. So I'm going to go back to fluking and maybe looking for some I'd like to go see if I can find some sheephead in the next few days. But Dad and I are out on the water on Sunday morning. And
good for you.
I'll give you an update. I'll give you an update later on the afternoon.
How's Big Hutch doing?
I'll let you know on Sunday afternoon. He's doing well, but I can't wait to fish with him on Father's Day.
Hutch, let me tell you something. The sheep's head, again, that is one. I mean, I see guys after now on the kayaks getting right up to the bridge abutments thing. That is still one of the most unrecognized summertime treasures we have here at the end of a rod and reel, man.
Especially in Atlantic at Cape May County. Yep. You know, but I'm wondering when they'll really be around in Ocean County. In some of my waters, Southern Ocean County, like Little Lake Harbor, Great Bay, you know, usually we don't think to target them until late in the season, but I'm just wondering if any are around. I kind of like to give it a shot this weekend.
And one last thing, get back to the bass. That Chuck Manny's up there in North Jersey. He is one striper machine, boy.
I got to tell you the honest truth. Chuck Manny is the greatest striped bass fisherman that exists today. He's better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody. He travels up and down the striper coasts to follow these fish every single day. And there's nobody that I've ever heard of or met who's better.
Hutch, Manny and Ristori on the same boat. You have to see it. The stripers have no chance. Well, Hutch, you take care.
Al never removes his line from the water, even when we're in the water.
This is true. This is true. Speaking with Jim Hutchison, managing editor of Fisherman Magazine, New Jersey, Delaware Bay edition. Hutch, great edition. As always, listeners, go to NewJerseyFisherman.com, subscribe. You have the kayak class still going on, and you have the Dream Boat Challenge still going on. Jim, great editorials, great articles in there. Keep up the super work, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to all.
Take care, man. See you. Whoa, way long on that segment with Hutch. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Do some fishing reports now. Get it out there. Get on the water. Oh, it is just
on fire.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Home is where we should feel the safest. We can take steps to make it safer and healthier. Bryant Evolution Air Purifier can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. I learned about the science and its impact on coronavirus at Bryant.com/purifier.
We may need a quick fix for an entirely new industry-leading efficiency cooling system. We should schedule an evaluation with Broadleys and Memora.
Broadleys.net. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, we're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 19th and 20th. Again, happy Father's Day to all out there into the memories of all those great dads who introduced their children to the great outdoors, be it in the woods, on the water, in a boat, or both, or all three, whatever. This, again, is the kickoff of the summer season. Excuse me, the pollen's been crazy. I want to go heavy on the fishing reports, crabbing reports, because this is, I mean, the kickoff of the summer season, everyone's going to be out there. The fishing has been, except for what, Monday, fishing has been off the charts. Crabbing's been just fantastic. I want to kick it off with Mike down there at Tuckerton Bait and Tackle on South Green Street in Tuckerton, where we're from there all the way down the coast. Mike, thanks for joining us today. How you doing?
I am doing really well. Tom, how are you this morning?
Mike, even I'm catching fish and crabs like there's no tomorrow. It's just fantastic. Mike, give us a lowdown. Great Bay, Tuckerton Bay, what's happening?
Okay, crabbing-wise, I would say concentrate on those little side creeks and stuff where an incoming tide. They're doing pretty good. The crabs are pretty good size, too, it sounds like.
Right.
They're going through a lot of bunker out there in the bay, fluke-wise. It seems to be going to the top of the incoming tide.
Okay.
And they've been fishing pretty much everything from squid, mini squid and spearing. They're still throwing gulp out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are catching them. They're out there. Some of them are, they seem to be concentrating a little more in shallower water. And I've seen some nice fish in the 5 or 6 pound neighborhood.
Right.
Caught down around marsh shelters. There are fish
right
in there. Weak fish. I'm hearing some weak fish out there.
Oh, let's expand on that a little bit, Mikey. Go ahead. Whoa.
they just turn up.
Mm-hmm.
They just turn up. I know marsh shelters was always a pretty good spot the last couple of years for them. Normally they are there dead low.
There you go.
You know, you got a little bit of time, dead low tide. Maybe you can find some weak fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not hearing much on the bass front. And I don't think nobody's playing with them, and nobody's really playing with the drumfish right now.
I know, Mike, and there's still bass around. I know that's more of a night bite, still drum around. But, Mike, back to the flatties. I had a report from a good friend of Rack and Fin Radio. In a few hours in Little Sheepshead Creek, they picked up 36 fluke. Okay, it was primarily the white 4-inch gulp swimming mullet. And in that bunch mm-hmm. was 5 or 6 keepers up to 21 inches. And that's some pretty damn good fishing for a few hours.
Yes. I have one of my shop regulars who fishes back there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, in my little fluke contest here, he's the leader with fish caught. He's got over a dozen
wow.
that have come out of that little sheep's head.
And now, Mike, to the crabbing as well, before I let you go, you're right. I'm seeing some sizes, and I don't know what the shed situation is. These suckers are packed with meat.
Yeah, they're full from last year. They mm-hmm. came out of the mud that way in the spring. I mean, they came out heavy, and when you drop them in a bucket, they go clunk.
We're speaking with Mike Tuckerton Bait and Tackle, a small but mighty establishment there on South Green Street. And Tuckerton, Mike, give that phone number, please.
My phone number here at Tuckerton Bait and Tackle is 267-229-1485. Yes, that's a Pennsylvania phone number, but I am here in New Jersey. Thank you very much.
Mike, I'll be stopping by earlier this week for some bunker, man. I gotta get more on these crabs, man. They've been hot.
All right, I'll see you later on, Tom. Thanks,
see you, brother.
Right, bye-bye.
Yeah, that little Tuckerton spot, man, is hot. Let's hop down to Captain Dave the Ray Shoal, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon, Absecon Bay Sportsman Center.
35 years. An iconic establishment when it comes to the rods and the reels. Captain Dave, how you doing, little brother?
Doing great. Can't beat the weather, and you definitely can't beat this fishing.
Dave, it's been crazy. I'm loving it, Cap. Let's start off with the flounder, Dave. What do you have?
Well, flounder have really been a little slow on the start, but they're really coming on right now. We've had a strange up and down temperature change.
Right.
And early in the week, the last time I was out, the temperature was still just hanging between 70 and 72. And that's just in the beginning. But the end of this week, you know, Thursday and Friday, with the sun on the water, it was just, they just started just boiling everywhere.
Dave, they seem to be stacked up. And we had some, you know, throwbacks naturally. 17 inches, Dave, 16 and a half, 17 inches. Fatter than me. I mean, these things really belonged in a live well or in a bucket. But we had a good share of keepers as well based on a percentage. And, Dave, it seemed they were all over the gulp. They were all over the squid and kill. I even caught some on the Mr. Twister. What's that little fantail shrimp? So they are out there in numbers and size, Dave. I understand you had some pretty hefty fish come on the boat.
Yeah, I was out last Monday right after the rain, and that's when the temperature was down a little bit. And primarily I'm still hunting stripers, and there's plenty of them around.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what we're on fluke this minute. Mm-hmm. So we decided we were out. It was low tide. We decided to make a low tide drift, you know, right in the inland waterway. We put on a couple of flounder rigs, and one of the guys, I said, keep your spot on that rod and put that overboard. We'll see what happens. Maybe a wayward striper, maybe a fluke. Well, we got a fluke and a half. He ended up hanging a 6.6 pounder on there. just beautiful fish. But that day the fluke was slow. We had a couple of stripers in the boat. We got one slot fish, but when we also had a bluefish. That was the first one I even had this year, and I've got some really good reports. And he's a commercial crab or a clammer out of here, but he's been fishing. Yeah, he's as old as I am almost, so he's been around this bay forever. And he mm-hmm. said he's seen the bluefish start working.
Nice.
The terns and the seagulls have been on the spearing that they're chasing up, and he says there was probably some weak fish with them. So everything's in the bay right now. The bait seems to be making a really, really good show, and there's a lot of spawning, spearing or silver sides or whatever right. they are. But those, what the old, another old timer always just called them was white bait. They're all in the same genus.
Mm-hmm.
They're all
right.
they're all little skinny shiny baits, and
hey,
the
Dave,
fish
Dave,
love them.
Let me interrupt you a second, man. Christmas Eve. It seemed every other Christmas Eve. One of my aunts that was always a big fishing, she would fry up a bunch of them in breadcrumbs and just ate them like potato chips, man. They are all over the place. Dave, back to the spot. As you said many a time on Rack and Fin Radio, you're not going to get many bites when you're hunting flounder with spot, but when you get a hit, it's from a substantial fish. And again, you were right on that one.
Yeah, it's the spot is probably one of the favorite foods for anything out there. But this year it looks like we may be in the year of the spot. I've been getting them out of Chesapeake Bay for a couple of weeks now, but I've heard, one of my eeler from down in the Delaware Bay says they're starting to get them in there already.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those years where you can fill up your own live well.
There you go. We're speaking with Captain Dave, the Rave Shoal, Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Father's Day Fishery Report's going to jam the fishing and crabbing reports out, people, because it is really on fire right now, just in time to kick off the summer season, the family time, get on the water. Well, Dave, back to the line siders, the bass, the stripers. What's the dealio?
Well, they're here. They're on the move. They're moving north, and a lot of them stay. There's no doubt about that. There is a good number that everybody wants to call resident, but whether they were born here or they just like it to hang out wherever the bait is, and we've had a lot of bait, so there are stripers around all summer long now. There mm-hmm. is no striper season as such.
Well put. What's the hit, Dave? I know you're a big gulp nemesis, man, when it comes to the bass. That's still working for you?
Well, on the Gulp, I've sort of made a change over to their new paddle tails. I really like the action, and they still got the same flavor, and they got the same colors. It's a hard decision. Probably depends on what they're actually looking to feed on. Mm-hmm. But the spot on the deep banks, it's amazing. You get on a deep, rough bank where there's chunks of you know, sod down on the bottom, and you can have guys flounder fishing 20 yards from you. You stay tight on that bank, and you can pull up keeper stripers, and everybody looks at you like you're the crazy one.
Well, Dave, before I let you go, the crabbing. I mean, you have some off-the-charts crabbing down your way.
As you know, I shed out the soft shells, and that finished up about a week ago. So now when they shed out the soft shells, the next step is hard shells. So right now they've been already shed out. They're coming through the stage of being lights, and they're getting to be nice solid meaty crabs, and they are everywhere. Nice size. We had a real good shed. Everything the same thing. We've had nice stable weather.
Right.
You know, a couple of little spurts of rain, a couple of spurts of wind, but it's been stable. So everything's really coming on. We're looking for a really good midsummer crabbing season, and I hope everybody gets out and enjoys them because the commercial guys sure ain't dropping their prices, so you might as well catch your own.
We're speaking with Captain Dave Schultz. Also, Captain Dave has, besides the Seeking Bay Sports Center, what's it, Dave? Back Bay Safaris. I know you're jammed. Any openings, you know, into July?
I have openings. Like I always say, my semi specialty is stripers, and it's a little hard to get them in the daytime, and I got too many daylight hours to be running night trips. But but we can combine some, like you said, everything's out here. We can combine some stripers with the flounder. The weak fish are getting better and better. Expect to see them this year. The summertime weak fish run really looks good, and these bluefish for some quick topwater bait biting. If they turn on, they've been a slow start on them, but I'm looking forward to still seeing those 2-3 pounders with an occasional bigger one that show up in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, Dave, and as an ender as well. I mean, there's some nice white perch still biting out there. Nacogdoches Creek, Bass River. I mean, there's some nice whiteies.
Yeah, I won't even keep the secret that Abseeking Creek is full of them. And if you got a kayak, you got a little boat, you just sneak upstream. In Abseeking Creek, you can get past, you know, upstream from Route 9. Some of those holes in there just jam up with them. You know, and you can't believe how close you are to the rest of the world when you get up and just a little bit away from the main drag.
Okay, Captain Dave, we're up against a hard break. Before we go, listeners, we always have to ask how the lovely, tough, ornery little Sugar is.
Well, she knocked over a duck the other day. It was was a little too slow to getting out of the way, but she is ornery, and, well, she still only has learned one word, and it's very loud, and it pierces your ears, but she can wolf as loud as any of them.
Okay, Dave, we'll see you this week, man. You take care. Best of Judy and Kev. We'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, yeah, I can't wait to get together again because it's just been too long. Okay, we'll see you.
See you. Captain Dave's show, man. He rocks. Hey, up against a hard break. Grab that cup. Grab that red bow. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, man. Pouring on the reports. Get out on the water. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's number one talk station.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Tropical storm Claudette striking the Gulf Coast, expected to produce rain and flooding. Mississippi Power's Michael Middleton says they're bringing in extra crews.
They've been through ice storms, tornadoes, and they're willing to sacrifice their Father's Day weekend to be able to respond to the needs of our customers.
Parts of the region may see up to 10 inches of rain. Police in the Phoenix metro area trying to learn more about the suspect arrested in connection with Thursday's shooting spree that left one person dead, 12 more hurt.
19-year-old Ashton Tricarico is accused of at least 20 counts of serious felonies, including
first-degree murder. Investigators say the motive of these drive-by shootings is still unknown, but court documents reveal Chikarko believes anyone driving by him is pointing a gun at him.
Justin Lum of Fox TV affiliate KSAC. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Occasional sun today with a thunderstorm in spots this afternoon, high 88. Tonight, cloudy skies, another thunderstorm in the area, low 69, then on and off sun tomorrow. Sunday's high also 88. A humid mix of clouds and sun Monday with a high of 86. A blend of sun and clouds Tuesday with a couple of thunderstorms, high 89. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Father's Day weekend official reports continue. We're going to go to see Noel Feliciano. One-stop bait tackler, 416 Atlantic Avenue in AC, where it's on fire, triple banging, according to, what's up, my brother? Noel.
Let me tell you, that's an understatement what you had said.
Oh, geez.
Let me tell you something. I honestly think this is one of the best seasons we had.
It's right going now, crazy, man. It's going crazy.
They're still catching striped bass. I saw my first mullet this morning in my minnow tank.
Whoa, okay.
So he brung some minnows just now. I'm cleaning the grass and the stuff that ain't supposed to be in there, a couple dead ones here or there, and I run into a mullet. I was like, wow, that's a good sight to see.
Yeah.
Plus, they're catching bass.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. They're catching kingfish. They're catching blowfish. They're catching ling. Flounder situation in the back bay is phenomenal. The sea bass situation up front.
That's been
the
sick.
The boat captain going out. the Rhino Charters, Team Rhino Charters, he's been going out this past week. 8 to 9 to 10, I think it was 10 trips yesterday. It was 9 the other day. Maxed out on a sea bass. That's a good sign.
Sure. Plenty of fish still around.
It's going to close pretty soon.
Yeah, you only have 4 days left. 4 days left to get your sea bass on. I said that earlier. So, Noel,
I got to ask you,
back to those bass. I mean, nighttime, early morning, there's plenty of stripers around.
Let me tell you something. Nighttime is the right time. Early in the morning, too. You got to remember, you're a hunter. Don't stay in the same spot with the same thing over and over, cast them in the same spot. Man, you got to run around and get to them. You know what I'm saying to you? And if you do that, you'll catch fish. A lot of people say, oh, there's no fish. There's this. You just grab them up. You know, it's just they're here.
Noel.
You got to put your homework out, and the bait fish are here. It's super phenomenal.
Real fast. Weak fish. Go.
The weak fish situation, I weighed one in last week. There was 6 pounds, 26 inch weak. A whopper. Plus, all this information that I'm giving you, I give you a video fishing report every day on Facebook on the One Stop Bait AC. My whole thing is something that you love doing, that I'm a part of your equation of you catching a fish and putting a smile on your face. That's priceless.
That is. Noel, before I let you go, the seawall. Fill us in, little brother.
The seawall has been a really great spot for people who can't get around or whatever the case may be. My honest opinion, this is the deepest spot of the channel. You don't have to even cast far.
Drop it
just
down.
Go straight down, and that's a honey hole for fluke. And they're here, guys.
Noel, how's Awilda before I let you go? Awilda, what do you got?
Awilda is super phenomenal. She's enjoying the grandkids. The pool situation, the grass, the mulch, the flowers, that's what Awilda's making me do.
Noel.
So you work all day and crack the whip on me at night. You know?
Okay. Noel, we'll see you this week.
Everybody can relate to that story, too, by the way.
We'll see you this week, brother.
You're laughing because the wife got you out there and your knees, too, you know?
See you later, man. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
And we're going to touch some mid-range or maybe some offshore news. Captain Rick Sloom, man, he rides the seahorse, and I understand he just banged up some jumbo kick-ass rip-your-face-off false albies. Ooh, almost up to 20 pounds, Captain Rick. Am I hearing that right?
That's right, Tom P. We got some nice false albies just the day before yesterday. A little bit of rough sea, but they were there and they were solid. And it looks like the sand eels are parked there too. So I could see this this bluefin bite starting to move in another couple degrees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The bluefin are coming in. Listen, that a false albie. You're supposed to say, well, you can't eat them, Tom Peter. So what? They're incredible. I'll tell you, Rick, to me, they're incredible game fish on the right tackleman. And they really give an account of themselves. Oh, they'll rip you up, man.
Oh, no doubt. They'll put a small offshore set up to work for sure. And, you know, the anglers have a good time with them. And that's the big thing.
Okay, Rick, speaking of the setups, what were you trolling?
We were trolling some purple chatter lures and some daisy chains. And it seemed like either the daisy chains or anything mimicking that that sand eel was the hot bite.
Rick, what was the speed? Give me a speed. Give me a knots. Give me a knots.
We were about 4.5 miles an hour, maybe even close to 5. In the sea that we were in, it was probably mid 4.5s.
Now, Rick, you said they were mixed size. Some of those images I saw, these fish were, God, Rick, 17, 18, 19 pounds. The state record's, what, 24 pounds? You were pretty close with some big fish.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till after the bite.
Rick, now, when do you figure the bluefin coming in? Maybe by the middle of this week? I mean, in numbers, in close?
I had 67 degrees. I'm thinking 68, 69 are going to be right there. And who knows, Tom? They could be there in the next day or two, especially with the way the weather patterns are.
We're speaking with Captain Rick Sloom on the Seahorse. Now, Rick, real quick before I let you go, you have connections all up and down. Southern Canyons, I know some yellowfin are starting to show, some big eye. When do you expect the yellowfin out of the Triple Rex, the Atlantic Princess, all through there? When do you expect the yellowfin to get here?
I think that yellowfin bite's going to move up here probably in the next couple of weeks as soon as the bait starts to filter up. I think they're still, like, south of here, as you said, hot dog, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to make their way up in the next couple of weeks. I don't see them before July 4th weekend, to be honest with you.
Okay, we're speaking with Captain Rick Sloom. You can run into him on Saturdays, I believe, at, what's that, Creekside Outfitters, Captain Rick? I see you up there.
The Creekside, yep, I'm there.
Okay, Rick, we'll see you, man. Thanks for the report. Go. Hey, wait, when are you getting out again?
Looks like Sunday morning, Tom.
Need a rod caddy? No. Talk to you later, Rick.
Bro.
See ya.
All right.
Yeah, we just heard via text Captain Lou Van Bergen on the Miss Barnegat Light up there. Well, I'll tell you, a catamaran is out there strong on the sea bass. Captain Lou says, listen, the fluke have been really, really, really picky. Now they're going to be hot on the biscuits through Tuesday. Lastly, now starting next Wednesday when the sea bass is closed, Captain Lenny did say, told Captain Lou, he will be venturing to some different areas to find the flatties. If anyone's going to find them, it's going to be Captain Lenny on a Miss Barnegat Light, so check it out. The season is here. You're up in that Barnegat Light area. It's all the way at the top of the island by the lighthouse. You cannot go wrong. A very, very comfortable 90, 95-foot catamaran. It will be on the fish pronto. But until then, it's going to be sea bass, and sea bass. You're getting them up to 2.5, 3 pounds and plenty of fish. Let us close out the reports. The great Utch's Marina down there in Cape May. Dave Masson on the line with us right now. Dave, I understand the Cape is on fire, man, with the fishing. What's going on?
Well, the boats have been going out to the, you know, the Baltimore and also out past the hot dogs, the poor man's. They've been loading up on bluefin.
Oh, yeah.
All small, but they've been catching a lot of fish.
Yeah. And now, is it all a popper, jigging, troll, all three?
Now, from what I'm told, it's all been on the troll,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point, you know. So, yeah, bluefin's been hot. Flounder, of course. Cape May Reef has been good. A lot of fish caught. quite a few throwbacks at times, but they are catching some nice flatties. And
oh, yeah.
Also sea bass is still hot, but, you know, the sea bassers are, you know, those boats are running off.
They're going out.
30 miles. Yeah.
Captain Bobby Cope on Full Ahead in your marina. It's the same thing, Tom P., 30-something miles. Well, back to the Cape May Reef. Dave, the Cape May Reef, and also I'm hearing some pretty good reports on the Deepwater Reef as well, launching out of your place, going down. So that's a bit of a ride. And also, what's that, Reefside 11?
Yes, that's correct. Catching them on a lot of the fishermen are using bucktails with a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the bucktail, they're using some gulp. Some guys are using squid as well. So they're kind of mixing it up.
Yep.
I've had fishermen tell me, you know, gulp and minnow, and then I have others say squid on the teaser.
Dave, exactly right. They're using that all the way up through Atlantic County. It's an ocean.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. A deadly combination. Dave, what about stripers at night and weakfish at night? I'm hearing some things down your way, little brother. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, weakfish have been targeted. You know, there's a lot of local fishermen that at this time of the year are targeting the weakfish around the jetties. First light, you know, is best. Mm-hmm. Once that sun comes up, they tend to go down deeper.
They've been moose, absolutely.
They're catching them on very light bucktails, you know, like eighth-ounce bucktails with pink, you know, pink gulp.
Pink gulp, right.
Yeah, that's been hot. bit and nice size. A friend of mine had a 24-inch.
Oh, man.
You know, nice.
And for the people who complain, Tom P., it's only a one-fish limit. You need more than a one. You get a 24-incher. Dave, before I let you go, any drums still up in the bay?
You know, I haven't seen any come in, but I've noticed I typically drive down the bayfront on my way home, and there's been boats out the lower end of the Bayshore Channel.
There you go.
You know, kind of like directly out of the canal, about a mile and a half, mile and three-quarters off the beach. But there's been 12, 15 boats out kind of congregating on one spot. So I would think they're catching them.
They're getting them on the way out. We're speaking with Dave Masterson, Utch's Marina, 1121 Route 109 in Cape May. Dave, get that phone number, please.
609-884-2051.
Oh, Dave, by the way, next Tuesday, or let's just say this coming Tuesday, I'll be down Cape May way. I don't know if you get a fishing lunch break or something. Let's do something, brother. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a heads up a few hours ahead, all right?
Okay. Tuesday I'm off, but
give me a
phone call ahead of time, and I'll meet up with you.
You got it, man. We'll see you next week.
All right, Tom. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Up against break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Have you ever wondered what a commercial for your business could sound like here on WPG? If you go to townsquaresouthjersey.com and fill out some info about your business, our marketing and creative teams will produce a personalized commercial for you to hear. Who knows? This could lead to a great opportunity you never thought you had to be the next WPG on-air advertiser. To get started on getting a custom commercial made for your business, visit townsquaresouthjersey.com and our marketing and creative teams will get to work for you.
There's deer up ahead.
Okay, I'm slowing down. We're buckled up, and I know if we see one deer, there's probably more behind it.
What if it runs out on the road?
That's why I'm slowing down. I'll never swerve to avoid a deer. That could make me hit another car or a tree.
I heard that over 1 million vehicle deer crashes take place each year in the U.S. That's why everyone has to be vigilant for deer, even in areas they don't expect.
That's true. It's up to us, not the deer, to stay safe. This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Heavy on reports of fishing and crabbing is that phenomenal out there. Get out this weekend and enjoy into next week especially. I'll be remiss not to mention a fantastic largemouth bass fishing that's going on. And don't forget the panfish, the crappies, the yellow perch, the white perch, the bluegill, and some big channel cats on the bite as well. And to the probably, let's see, counting the past month, maybe 25 or 30 contacts. I know, I want to consider it, but Tom P., you should have every week a recipe section. Please. I'm saying, you know, I don't know, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. Between the contributions by Chef Phil, Chef Jeannie, and Chef Dina, it's been great. Go to the podcast. A lot of great recipes on there. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. And God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM.